Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The school board in Uvalde, Texas voted unanimously Wednesday night to fire District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, exactly 3 months after his leadership to a mass shooting in which 19 fourth graders and two teachers were murdered in an elementary school under his jurisdiction. President Biden continues to spend large amounts of money during a recession. The president decided to forgive $10,000 of debt to borrowers of student loans and delayed payments through the rest of the year. The White House has no answer on who is paying for this, when in fact, you will be on the hook to pay back someone else's student loan, like it or not.
This is something that is going to be important for middle-class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this are making $75,000 or less.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden continues to bypass Congress and rule America with his fountain pen via executive order. This time, his student loan forgiveness puts another tax on every American household.
Financial relief for some. Director of the U.S. Domestic Policy Council, Susan Rice, made an appearance at Wednesday's White House press briefing to talk about the president's executive order aimed at tackling student debt. The plan targets people making less than $125,000 a year, canceling out a total of somewhere between $300 and $500 billion in debt. Rice said the administration wants to focus on the overall structure of loan repayments.
This new plan protects more low-income borrowers from making any payments and caps monthly payments for undergraduate loans at 5% of a borrower's discretionary income, meaning after essentials like rent and food.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The Clark County coroner has identified human remains discovered at Lake Mead in Nevada during the spring. Thomas Ernst of Las Vegas drowned on August 2, 2002. The identification was based on investigative information, DNA analysis, and reports from the original incident. Kayakers discovered the skeletal remains in Colville Bay, that's on the north side of the lake. Police and park officials determined the death was not suspicious. The balance of the Senate in November could very well fall onto the state of Pennsylvania. The race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz has called for televised debates for the Commonwealth, and Mr. Fetterman has not committed to any debates. Dr. Oz on Newsmax last night.
The issue really is he's unwilling to come out and defend his far-left radical positions on almost every major issue that would pertain to voters in Pennsylvania, and he's ducking the debates. I've offered and I've accepted 5 debates from major news organizations, and all he's got to do is say yes to a couple of them. He's probably in previous campaigns agreed to debate, but not this time. Now, this time he's ducking, and he's not actually telling us why. If he's got a health problem, I'm a doctor, I understand. You know, I know he had a crippling stroke. If it's an issue, we'll figure out ways of allowing him to participate in the debate, but he's got to come forward. He's given a total of 15 minutes of a speech, 2 speeches, over the course of the entire 3.5 months of our general campaign. He's answered 0 questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with 0 copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That is the address. And we've got the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor who happens to be relocated to the West right now. DeRoy Murdoch joins us. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
Always good. So how are we doing in California? Mom and Dad, everybody's happy?
Yep, out here visiting my folks who are delightful and sainted as ever. My dad's 90, my mom's 83, and I've got my middle sister here enjoying Southern California, sunshine, low humidity, pretty hot in the day, but it cools off beautifully at night, and it's good to be under the palm trees rather than under the skyscrapers for a little while.
Well, I hear you. Well, good. Enjoy the time with the family. That's important time. I'll tell you, heads are exploding right now over this tuition. I know we want to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. We will do that, I promise you. But, you know, Biden signing and giving away in the midst of recession and inflation timing-wise, and the money exactly where it's ending up, all the hardworking people that didn't accumulate tuition debt are being called to pay off the debt of these people that are working really nice jobs, many of them working for the bureaucracy, DeRoy.
Oh, you're absolutely right about this. And I originally heard it was going to be $10,000 per person. Apparently, things change overnight. Now it's $20,000 per person, so it's twice as big a giveaway as it was even, according to news accounts, just the day before. And I was amazed at the what I heard was the long-term 10-year budget impact of this, which is $300 billion. That was based on the 10,000 figure. So if this is if that number applies, we're talking $600 billion. This is
$1 billion.
Basically almost like, you know, Biden signed just a week ago this Inflation Reduction Act, which we'll discuss in a bit. That was $739. If this is, according to the budget figures I've seen, accurate, that's another $600 billion this week. We can't go on spending $700 billion 1 week, $600 billion the next week. About a month ago, we had the so-called CHIPS bill. That was $300 and change. I don't know where this money's coming from. And everyone knows, I think you've taken, you know, 2 days of economics, you know that if you're in a recession as we are today, the last thing you want to do is spend more money when we're being eaten alive by inflation running at about 8.7% year on year. It's just craziness. And then the other important issue you mentioned is the fact that you've got people who never went to college who are on the hook for this. You got people like me who went to college. I had student loans, as did millions of other people. I paid my loans off. I think I paid them off into somewhere in my 30s, if I remember correctly. And every month I had to send a check-in to the bank, pay off my college loans. And that's what I did. That's what these people ought to do. And now my taxes are going to pay off the loans of these people who can't be bothered paying off their loans. It's disgusting, immoral, and it's terrible public finance as well.
And it's a question of legality. I mean, are the courts going to uphold this?
I think there's some question as to whether a president can just excuse debt like this by fiat. I mean, it's one thing if Congress passes a law and they debate it in the House and Senate and pass it and then he signs it. You know, that's how we do laws here. But look, what would prevent President Trump from coming in if he comes back in, or if Ron DeSantis, whoever it is, says, you know, we're just going to forgive all the debts to the IRS. So if you owe any back taxes, forget it. It's off the hook. You don't worry about it anymore. I guess that maybe would be the rough the Republican equivalent of this sort of thing. You know, whatever you owe to the IRS, forget it. It's taken care of.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it anymore.
Exactly.
You know, why not? Why not do that? And just, you know, if you own farm debt, you owe money to the Department of Agriculture, don't worry. It's taken care of. If this can be done by fiat by Biden, I suppose any other debt can be forgiven by fiat by any future president.
Yeah, the issue is there has to be some emergency that is taking place, and there's no emergency right now. I mean, economically, I mean, last week, all the president's men came forward and were talking about what a robust economy we were having, you know. So, wait a minute, are we having a robust economy, or is, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the emergency is that we have an election in about 75 days, and that's the emergency. Yeah. What a great way to buy votes, especially from younger people who apparently are kind of ho-hum about the Democrats. Biden, and if you're, you know, 23, 24, 25, 28, 30 years old, you're not crazy about Biden and the Democrats, and he's just waved a magic wand and made your student debt go away, you know, that might be a good reason for you to get to the polls and vote Democrat. And that's exactly what this is about. This is about buying votes with the public's money, and it's disgusting. It's corrupt, it's immoral, and it needs to stop immediately.
Well, and this is stuff that you and I have talked about. The Democrats are 10-degree black belts in their jujitsu to buy votes. They do this time and time again. And I don't know when it, you know, when too much is too much, and finally the American people just say, I'm not going to have any more of this. This is done.
Well, I hope we've reached that point. I mean, we should reach that point, you know, years ago, but here we are. I would hope that after all this, that a lot of the people who didn't go to college, or like me, went to college and paid our loans off, are revolted by this and should be. I do find it very interesting, of all people, the NAACP has come out and said that this is a slap in the face to black people who don't go to college in quite as many high numbers as we might like. The head of the NAACP complained this is a big slap in the face of black women in particular. And you have a lot of black folks who can't afford to go to college and were not able to, didn't have that opportunity. And now out of their taxes, they'll be paying money to, you know, people making $100,000 who, many of whom are, who don't look like us, and are going to be getting this lovely, lovely gift from the taxpayers, paid for by people who didn't go to college or maybe did a year or two and had to drop out because they couldn't afford it. Talk about lack of equity. Talk about unfairness. I mean, I thought the Democratic Party was the party of fairness and equity and all this other stuff. This sounds to me like a highly egalitarian and, for that matter, not particularly pro-black policy from the party that's supposed to be the savior of America's black people.
Right. And no wonder blacks are, you know, jumping ship, because they see once again the lack of compassion and consideration. I mean, what this all sounds like to me, DeRoy, is this was like, you know, seat of the pants kind of strategy. I mean, nobody really thought this out. I mean, like you said, up until yesterday, we're hearing 10,000. Now we're talking it could be as much as $20,000. And then again, with what, you know, the write up on this, you know, Penn Wharton budget model, they said canceling 10,000 a year, what you said earlier, earning less than 125,000 a year would cost the government around, you know, around 300 billion in round numbers, 298 to be exact, but you know, 300 billion. So now if you double that, now, like you said, we're 600, you know, now we're back to Everett Dirksen, you know, a billion here, a billion there, before you know it, you're talking lots of money, right?
Well, yeah, at some point you're talking about real money. Another aspect of this, look, I'd be a little more sympathetic if the banks went up to college students, you know, as they entered campus and put guns to their head and said, here, sign this loan document or I'll blow your brains out. People who took college loans did it voluntarily. And they weren't called college grants or scholarships, which you're not expected to pay back. They're college loans. That's spelled L-O-A-N, loan. That means you pay it back. I mean, that was the whole deal I got. And we all knew at some point we had to pay this money back. So no, anybody who took a college loan did so voluntarily, knowing that the expectation was you can pay it back. These people are not, this isn't the mob going up to you in an alley, pulling out of your car and saying, you know, pay the protection racket or we'll blow your brains out. People who did this did so because they wanted to. And now here comes Santa Biden saying, oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about your previous obligations. You're off the hook. Go have fun. And don't forget to vote Democrat in November. It's just revolt. It's stomach turning. And the more I talk about it, the more I think about it, the more upset I get.
I know. I'm right with you, because
our voices feel the same way.
Yeah, because who started this to begin with? You know, the Democrats thought that they could get involved and fix something that wasn't broken. And so then what did the college do? The college says, we're going to get the government involved? Well, we're up in the prices of everything. You know, school books, everything went up. And, excuse me, now what are they saying? Even with the $10,000 level, they said, hey, now you've just told colleges that you're cheap and that you can add another $10,000 to your tuition fee.
And also, you know,
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite what some may think, witchcraft is unfortunately alive and well in India and the surrounding regions. The Tide Ministry is using our radio broadcast to bring the light of Christ to these people who are entrenched in spiritual darkness. One listener recently wrote in to share his story. After a life of swindling his community through witchcraft, this listener found the true God through our broadcasts, abandoned his witchcraft, and said yes to Christ. What an amazing story of the power of the gospel. And a great reminder of how impactful it can be for listeners to hear about the one true God and His incredible love for the first time in their own language. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and help even more people find freedom from spiritual bondage, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with the American America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. DeRoy Murdoch, yes, Fox News contributor, is with us. Just to kind of wrap up, you know, and I'm like you. I'm so upset about this because, again, the government, in all their elitist wisdom, think they know so much, and they created this monster to begin with. And in typical Democratic form, you know, here they're the ones that start the fire, and then they come around the back door and say, "Hey, just so happens we've got the fire hose. We'll put the fire out, and we'll get credit for putting the fire out," right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're the arsonist who starts the fire, then runs over with the buckets of water and says, "Look at me, I'm putting the fire out." Yeah, that's exactly correct. And, you know, is this a one-shot deal? Or 10 years from now, they're going to come back and say, "Oh, all you kids who just graduated from college over the last 10 years, we're going to bail your debt out." And by the way, a lot of people owe a lot of mortgage money to the FHA and these various agencies.
Exactly.
And banks. You know, are we just going to say, "You know what, you don't have to pay your mortgage. Your mortgage debt's taken care of. Or take your first $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000, whatever the number is. That's taken up." Santa Biden says, "Okay, you don't have to pay your mortgages back." I mean, is there any end to this, or is Santa Biden just going to wave the magic wand and make all of our debts go away? I have credit card debt. Maybe, you know, he'll take care of that. Just get rid of the credit card debt. Now, if I want to pay that back, that'd make my life easier.
Well, it's all to help the collective here, DeRoy. We're being groomed. And, you know we like,
as they say.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are, and it's now we're back to the days of, you remember the Tennessee Ernie Ford song, you know, "I owe my soul to the company store." And this is what it's all about. It's, you know, student debt seems so, you know, so benign until you realize, you go, and then hear Joe Biden. I hear Joe Biden's voice in the background. They want to put you all back in chains.
That's it.
I mean, give me a break. Please, okay?
16 tons of debt taken off of our backs, exactly, by Santa.
There you go. Well, real quick, the Mar-a-Lago mess continues. This is so, again, they're trying to do everything they can to kneecap President Donald J. Trump and anybody that follows him. But look what's going on in these primaries. I mean, you know, Trump is winning. His endorsed candidates are carrying the day. I think so much so that even Mitch McConnell is getting nervous because he doesn't want to put up with a bunch of, mega MAGA maniacs, going into the Senate and putting pressure on his leadership, you know, so much so that he's predicting that the Republicans would not, gain control of the Senate. He's surrendering that only for his own power ambitions here, it would seem.
Well, you know, it's sort of amazing because, as you say, Donald J. Trump's endorsement seems to be just the gift that keeps on giving. I think he's at 92% or so of the people he's endorsed have gone on to win the primaries. We'll see what happens in November. But I agree with you on Mitch McConnell just sort of saying, "Well, you know, the quality of our candidates isn't so good, so whatever." No, it's pathetic. Look, he can raise tons of money. He can support these candidates. He will be much happier having Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker and Blake Masters and J.D. Vance, these other people in the Republican caucus, hopefully a Republican majority, who will make him, I suppose, majority leader again. I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell, but he'll have much more of a chance of keeping that job. And then if he has a minority, then he can stay as minority leader and take orders from Chuck Schumer and let Chuck Schumer beat him silly day after day after day. Mitch McConnell's going to be a much happier man, even if he's got to deal with those guys who are the mega, mega people, than if he has to deal with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Sherrod Brown and all these other folks. So McConnell's got to get with it and say, "Look, these are candidates we have. Some of them are more polished than others. But given the fact they're going to be running against inflation, the highest crime homicides in 16 different U.S. cities, a U.S. southern border that is completely gone, we still have baby formula shortages, and on and on and on." He ought to be talking about those issues and why, against that backdrop, even candidates who may not be the most, the most polished around can do well, given that they are the salvation or they are the rescue package from all of those problems that Biden has given to us. That's what he ought to be talking about rather than talking down GOP nominees and making it easier for them to be beaten. That's shameful, and McConnell needs to stop doing that. Frankly, if we do get the GOP does win a majority, I hope that they put somebody else other than McConnell in to lead him.
Because that's my thought. That's my thought exactly.
Judges and terrible and everything else.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and again, regarding Mar-a-Lago, John Solomon brought to the forefront a May letter that made it clear that Joe Biden's fingerprints were all over this raid in Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, and he's been telling everybody, I knew nothing, I don't know nothing, I don't want to do nothing. And no, you know something, and you know a lot of something, and you orchestrated this.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, he should know. I mean, if he's got, the President of the United States ought to know that the FBI is going in and raiding the home of the man he defeated for the presidency and the man who may be running against him for the presidency. If he doesn't know about that, then his government's out of control, number one. Number two, as you say, that the evidence slowly but surely seems to indicate the White House was in on this, and at bare minimum, the White House counsel's office knew about this, and that various people of the National Archives were plotting to get in and send in the FBI as their henchmen to get these documents. Number three, we've got documents, letters saying that the archives were saying, okay, thank you for cooperation. They were meeting with people at Mar-a-Lago, including President Donald J. Trump, and they were getting whatever information they need. And yet, despite that and all the cooperation about which they apparently boasted a letter, they decided that they needed the FBI to go in and grab all sorts of stuff. This warrant is wide open. It says, you know, everything from January 20th, 2017 to January 20th, 2021. That is everything in Donald J. Trump's presidency from inauguration until the minute Biden said, so help me God. That's called a fishing expedition. That's called trawling for marlin across the Pacific.
Right, exactly.
There's no particularity is what the Fourth Amendment requires in a search warrant. This is called a general warrant. That's unconstitutional.
Exactly. Well, I want to switch gears and talk about, you know, the infamous Inflation Reduction Act that the Democrats were so proud of because it was going to do so much for the climate.
Yeah, this wonderful bill that doesn't do anything about inflation, also doesn't do anything about so-called global warming. There's some very interesting calculations. I'm going to have a few numbers here by Bjorn Lomborg, who's a scientist and very smart man. And according to his calculations, he took the Inflation Reduction Act's climate measures, put them into the UN model. And he says that it will reduce expected temperatures in the year 2100 by 0.0009 degrees Fahrenheit to 0.028 degrees Fahrenheit. Or put that into terms that people can understand maybe a little bit better. It'd be like going up to your thermostat and turning from 72 degrees all the way down to either 71.9991 degrees Fahrenheit, or maybe if you're lucky, 71.972 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're talking about microscopic reductions in temperature. Now, I don't believe global warming is a huge problem. I think it's totally overblown. But if you do believe this is a problem, and we're all going to boil to death and die, then if you're going to spend this money, let's at least get the temperature down by a couple of degrees. This thing goes down microscopically after spending $369 billion. In fact, if using that same amount of money, if you extrapolate it, if you want to bring the temperatures down by a full degree, you'd have to spend, according to the best case scenario, $13.2 trillion to reach that 1%. Or according to the worst case scenario, you would have to spend, be ready for this, $410 trillion, that's $410 trillion, to bring Earth's temperature down 1 degree between now and the year 2100. So this is pure fantasy stuff. This is ridiculous. This is nonsense. Turns out this bill is not about lowering global warming. It's about increasing the bank accounts of the Democrats' donors and their pals in the green energy business. This is a total scam. Total fraud. This is the kind of thing people get arrested for by the DOJ for securities and other kind of economic fraud, except this is what I might call climate fraud, I suppose.
Yeah, well, back in the old days, you had those, those medicine shows that would go around in caravans, and they'd be selling these elixirs and everything. To me, this is more of the same. It's just a modern-day version of, this kind of manure. And, and the disgusting thing, now we've gone full circle. We're talking that they're using our money to promote this big fraud that they've been, conditioning. Well, they've spent decades on this deal. And, and most of America could care less, DeRoy. We got about 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, the good news about the snake oil back in the old days was you didn't have to buy it. You could hear the Carney Barker's pitch and walk away and say, I don't want that, and walk away. Well, it's hard to walk away when the government passes a bill, $739 billion altogether, and our taxes are going to go up. And this bill, by the way, includes 87,000 brand-new auditors are going to come into the IRS and start poking through our records. And unlike the snake oil salesman you could turn around and ignore, very hard to turn around and ignore Uncle Sam when he's coming to take money out of your pocket.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Okay, Bill. Take care now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The school board in Uvalde, Texas voted unanimously Wednesday night to fire District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, exactly 3 months after his leadership to a mass shooting in which 19 fourth graders and two teachers were murdered in an elementary school under his jurisdiction. President Biden continues to spend large amounts of money during a recession. The president decided to forgive $10,000 of debt to borrowers of student loans and delay payments through the rest of the year. The White House has no answer on who is paying for this, when in fact, you will be on the hook to pay back someone else's student loan, like it or not.
This is something that is going to be important for middle-class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this are making $75,000 or less.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This next story we're bringing to you is absolutely heartbreaking. Could you imagine losing your daughter, who happens to be your best friend, who happens to have Down syndrome, to illegal, unethical hospital protocols last year? I can't even imagine what Scott Shara has gone through in losing his daughter. And it's one thing, you know, because of COVID and all that was happening, but then to realize that there was one issue after another as he unraveled this experience. Firsthand, he witnesses the controversial hospital treatment of his daughter, Grace, who also had COVID but died due to a combination of questionable medications administered by the hospital staff, as well as a faulty decision to label Grace DNR, do not resuscitate. I mean, was it because, you know, she's a woman? Because she has Down syndrome? I mean, think about this. According to Disability News Service out of the UK, disabled females between 9 and 64 had a hospital death rate of 10.8 times higher than non-disabled females. Now, does that send some flags up for you? It does for me. And it certainly offers little comfort to Scott and his family. Scott Shara, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back,
Bill, what a nice introduction. You did a great job laying out the story.
Well, thank you. I really want to honor you and Grace and your family, you know, for what she went through. And Scott, even people, I have some dear friends who are now meeting, you know, people now that the dust is settling a little bit over COVID, and they're finding out, for example, just like with Grace, there were some protocols that are a bit controversial that were employed, and it's like one of those things. It points to causality, and it's very disconcerting because you and I were raised in a way to trust medical doctors, medical professionals, to trust our government. And after COVID, 2.5 years, and the lying and the deception, and even with the recent reports by the CDC backing down on their guidance, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? You know, this is stuff that we kind of knew before, and because we said something, we were cast aside, we were canceled, we were, you know, told that we were lying to people, when the reality is our experience was giving us a different story than what the media wanted us to believe and what the government wanted us to believe.
Well, that's right on, and you can tell that their retraction is a lie. The CDC's retraction is a lie because they haven't given themselves any consequences. If you harm another person for what you recommended and now you realize it's wrong, what is your responsibility? So, I mean, anything that you said this before, we grew up in a kind of with a trust for the government. We certainly had a trust for the hospital, but, you know, with what they've shown, you could honestly say anything they say now you should consider a lie, or there's an ulterior motive. And what I just explained shows their ulterior motive. What they've dove into is the spirit of collectivism. And what collectivism means is that we have to do things for the good of the population. And while that sounds right on its face, the reality is if they have a different agenda, they use it as a tool to steer people's mind to think about things globally. So we've got to worry about we have limited medical supplies, limited beds. So we've got to have these procedures so that we have the ability to free up beds. Well, of course, that there's a logic to that, but it didn't apply here whatsoever. And they use that as their excuse to implement a widespread agenda.
Exactly. And when they say for the good of the population, what does that mean? You know, you have to ask that critical question, right? It's the good of the population as they would define it. So it's the good of the population for Governor Cuomo to bring elderly people who were immune compromised into a cloistered area and causes the death of said elderly, and there's no consequence.
Well, that's right on. And you just said a mouthful there. Who defines it? The elderly have all the wisdom. I mean, why would we want to get rid of them? Grace, people like Grace, showed more love than I've seen out of any human being alive. I mean, I should be the one that would be taken out, not Grace.
Right. You know, while we're talking about Grace, it's important for people to understand your relationship. I mean, what a sweet girl. And what you've told me and shared with me before, Scott, 19 years old, you know, she was just, you know, your best friend, as you said. And what a sweet, sweet daughter and a blessing she was to you and your family.
You know, when I tell this story, I have to compartmentalize the relationship with Grace because I had to lose it.
Yeah.
She was an absolute gift.
Yeah.
Nobody deserves to have somebody as special as Grace in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she made every single day a blessing and a joy. You know, that's, it's going to be a long time to get that joy back. I just it's day by day at this point.
Yeah, as my friend said, you never get over it; you get through it. And when I see pictures of Grace, you know, just the precious innocence and life in her face is just, you know, absolutely precious. And I know this is what you experienced on a daily basis. And Scott, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God's comfort will be with you and that you'll realize, you know, his promise that says that those who mourn, that God in a sense is mourning with you and comforting you through this difficult period of time. And, you know, Grace is precious as she is. And I'm glad that we're talking about her. And, you know, some people would look at her and say, well, she had Down syndrome. She was disabled. And, you know, that's not what I hear from you. And for other people who have children of Down syndrome, what they bring to the family and to the life. And there are some countries today, if a child is diagnosed with Down syndrome before they're born, they're an automatic, you know, given a death sentence for abortion. And I got to imagine, Scott, for all that you experienced with Grace and all that Grace contributed and everything like that, you'd be one of the first people to throw your body between them and the abortionist and not allow any Down children to be treated this way and to be eliminated just because they have Down syndrome and they're not, you know, what some would consider normal. I got to tell you, I know a lot of what so-called normal people that cannot compare with the gift of somebody with Down syndrome. And I've been very blessed to be around, you know, some special individuals who've had Down syndrome. And one of my best friends, whose brother was, you know, had Down syndrome, and he was a total gift to the family. He was just absolutely precious.
Well, you laid it out so perfectly. I mean, Grace, I couldn't compete with the way Grace was in 10 lifetimes. She was special. Mm-hmm. And what you said about aborting, which is murdering Down syndrome children before they're born, I want to frame this into a much wider perspective so your audience can understand what is going on. How this would even happen. So you think, how could this possibly be that they're killing people? And yeah. I've come to the conclusion that Grace was murdered. That's become my belief. So yeah. How could this even be? Well, there's an idea that Hannah Arendt coined back in 1961 when she studied the Adolf.
I'll tell you what, let's do this, Scott, because we're coming quick to break here. Let's go to the break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More from Scott Scherer after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Sometimes, I should say oftentimes, when you are to the end of yourself, and like Danny Gokey is talking, don't lose hope. And it may seem easy to hear and to sing along, but when you're at that very end of the rope and you've tied so many knots at the end of the rope, and you're just crying out for hope, you just do... You do what you can to hang in there. Scott Shara's story is, I think, much like that, as I can imagine. And I can only imagine not being in his shoes, but just thinking about the loss of his 19-year-old daughter, his best friend Grace, who had Down syndrome. And what Scott is saying is that he lost her, and he didn't have to. But for the illegal, unethical hospital protocols in October of 2021. Now, Scott, this happened in Wisconsin, right?
It did.
Okay. How was it that they were able? I know Grace is 19. How was it that the hospital was able to make these decisions for her? I mean, you were still her guardian, were you not?
Actually, we weren't guardians. So Grace was a legal adult. So when mm-hmm. Grace turned 18, we had a choice. Do we want to be guardians or do we want to have a thing in Wisconsin? They allow a shared responsibility mm-hmm. idea. So we chose that because of how high functioning Grace was.
Right.
But that didn't mean we didn't have authority in this situation. We had the medical power of attorney. Mm-hmm. Which the hospital had on file as of October 8th. Grace was killed on October 13th. So they knew this, but they were not, you
what you expect in a hospital, and this is one reason I'm out fighting this battle, is because the idea of we have a perception of a hospital, we trust the white coat, you mm-hmm. think that they're going to be explaining things, which is called informed consent. And exactly. So in this case, you know, we were there. I was there for the first 3 days. My daughter Jessica was there for the last 2 days. There was 2 days where after I got kicked out where we didn't have advocacy. But in those times, they never kept us abreast of what's going on. It mm-hmm. It's a strange thing. You know, informed consent is your expectation. They don't do
exactly.
it. But
mm-hmm.
the hospitalist that's on staff, you know, as I drill this down and I keep learning more and more and I see their attitude, this is like the marketing person for the hospital, but they're a doctor. So they're always framing things in a light that makes the hospital look good and make more money. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the hospitalist in Grace's case was trying to convince me to put her on a ventilator. Well, she didn't need a ventilator any more than a hole in the head. A ventilator has a 90% kill rate.
Exactly.
And he even said, well, isn't a 10% chance better than no chance? You know, it's like, come on. What do you
yes.
I mean? They're the same. It's hard to say it this way, but this is what I've come to believe. They're like the outside or inside salesperson for the marketing of the hospital.
Right. Because they knew if they put her on a ventilator, they got more money, right?
Well, $300,000 in the case of a ventilator. It's big-time money.
Exactly. So now she's a profit center. She's no longer a human being. It's just a way to make money, going back to what we talked about, this cold-hearted collectivism idea. So did they end up putting her on a ventilator?
No, we
okay.
never agreed to a ventilator.
Good.
They asked
Good.
Us five different times for a pre-approval. So mm-hmm. that they could have that decision in their back pocket, and we refused it every time because we learned what the result of a ventilator is, and it's not a solution that should even be in an arrow in their quiver for solutions with COVID.
Exactly. And what you're saying is consistent with the other doctors and experts who we've had on the show, people who've gone through the same thing. The other thing was questionable medications. Was remdesivir involved?
It wasn't. So we were
Thank
right.
God, okay.
We were wise to remdesivir ahead of
you
time.
You already knew that. Okay, that's good.
Correct.
Because a lot of people don't know about remdesivir. This is the prescription of choice that's been authorized by the CDC that comes with additional bonus money for the hospitals. And it is that in itself also is becoming known as a death sentence. I have some dear friends, and there are people that are meeting throughout the country, Scott, just to share their same experiences and the consistent prescription involved in the deaths of their loved ones has been remdesivir, that even to this day, the CDC has said this is the only approved prescription in hospital, and also now they've extended it outside of the hospital as well.
Absolutely, and people don't realize the United States only has 4.5% of the world's population. We're the only country with over a million deaths attributable to COVID. What's mm-hmm. the reason? We're the only country that's prescribing remdesivir as the primary treatment meds. Remdesivir has a 75% kill rate if you receive three doses.
Right, exactly. And they usually come in packets of five, I'm told, by the medical professionals. And usually by the second packet, you're gone.
That's right.
To be the case. Okay, so what questionable medications did they administer to Grace?
Well, when I explain this is why we're out sharing this, is because these medications are called end-of-life meds. So they use them on patients in their last day of hospice care. So they use Presidex, which is a sedation drug, lorazepam, and morphine. And in 29 minutes, they had those three drugs in Grace's system, which would have taken anybody out. That's what they use at end-of-life meds mm-hmm. with hospice care. And then when we hollered to save our daughter, they would not, because they said that she's DNR, do not resuscitate, which the doctor unilaterally put on Grace illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, even if Grace would have put a DNR on herself, when we hollered, she's not DNR, save our daughter, by mm-hmm. state statute, that overrides any DNR in place. They refused to come in the room. So what I just explained, these end-of-life meds and a DNR, ordered by the doctor is the state-sanctioned standard of care in the U.K. That's by law, this is the way they take care of people in the U.K. And when I first saw this in the records with Grace, I realized that I don't think this is an exception in the United States. I think Grace's case was the first one they were caught. And that's why we're yelling this from the rooftops.
Wow. How many contacts have you received, Scott, as a result of sharing Grace's story of other parents who have gone through similar heartbreak and nightmares?
Oh, boy, that's a, I would say, you know, roughly 1,000 at this point, 60
of them. A thousand, Scott?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, we get contacts almost, virtually every day, multiples. And a lot of them I talk with on the phone. A lot of them are just email because we have a spot on the website, but several of them get to the point where they have sent their stories. And many of the stories are more egregious than Grace's. We post them on Grace's website. There's already 60 stories that people have sent in.
Wow. And speaking of the website, go ahead and give us the website right now before we forget. Go ahead.
It's ouramazinggrace.net.
Ouramazinggrace.net. Wow.
Yes.
And so then you have these additional stories.
This has become our life. I am working roughly 90 hours a week on Grace's case. There's so much going on. And what I was saying before the break is framing her case. So I've become an advocate for the disabled because what's going on, what you mentioned about abortion, they set this up. So in the United States, 67% of Down syndrome children are already aborted. They're killed before birth. So then just process this in the idea of the banality of evil, which is evil so common we don't recognize it. Mm-hmm. When a young couple gets pregnant, they go to the doctor. He suggests an amniocentesis. They do it. The amniocentesis shows some type of a disability. The doctor really pushes them for an abortion at that point. Mm-hmm. And so if the person, you know, he recommends it. So in the case of Down syndrome, 67% already aborted in the United States. So now these same young people are now treating a Down syndrome or disabled person in the hospital. Well, they already have a bad attitude about it.
Of course.
That's what they've been taught for many decades. Mm-hmm. So this, what's going on should be expected. This is a world without God. And so this is
exactly
what we should expect.
And Scott, this is amazing to me because I was aware in, is it Sweden? That there's just an automatic order that if your child
right.
has been diagnosed with Down syndrome, is it Sweden? Is that what it is?
Denmark is 98% murder rate of Down syndrome children before they're born.
I had no idea that it was this high in the United States, 67% Down syndrome. And basically it's the way it's framed, right? Because I can tell you that our daughter, our second grandson in Hawaii, it was going to be a complicated birth and it was on the edge throughout and he was delivered early. But regardless of, you know, when it was, when in the initial testing and everything and the sonogram, the doctor approached our daughter and son-in-law and said, he may come back, you know, he may come out affected if he survives at all, and really presented a bleak case and, you know, recommended an abortion. And my daughter said, absolutely not. You know, we'll have no talk of that. And, you know, at that point then the doctor, you know, adjusted his attitude, thankfully. And, you know, my daughter called me up. She was really upset. And I said, honey, you know, in today's legal system, they have to tell you this. That's it. And you've made the right choice, thank God, you know, to hang in there. And fortunately, Ozzy's alive and well. He just turned 3. He's doing well. Thank God.
Wonderful. Yes.
Well, Scott Shara, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.